This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football. It's NFL Lunch on Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland here for the Bobster, here with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. Coming up at 1:15, we'll get you Vinny's second draft profile of the day. This one on Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. Right now, we're talking some NFL. And Vinny, I think you liked the first quarterback series that was on Netflix. Didn't you watch that?
Yes.
Yeah, so they have the second season coming this time around. Kirk Cousins is returning, which should be interesting.
Yeah.
Jared Goff and Joe Burrow.
Burrow, like, he'll be a character. He's a character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be...
Well, remember, he kind of was a little star in the Hard Knocks. Yeah.
There wasn't many stars to go around, but definitely the Bengals were one of them.
Well, we need to see that Batmobile. Remember, he was saying he bought the Batmobile?
Yes.
I got to get eyes on that.
Yes. I'm all for that. So that'll be the second season of the quarterback series. Also going on, we touched on it a little bit earlier, but Danielle Hunter getting that one-year extension with the Texans for $35.6 million.
Man, hey, you know what, Cordell? He's been productive, and it's the going rate. Can't blame him. You know, I mean, is what it is. You know, he got paid. What'd you think of the Myles Garrett situation? I mean, I want to be traded. I want to win, but then, give you all this kind of money.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and be holier than thou. Like, I'm taking the money, too. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to hear him complain anymore. I don't want to hear any all these dudes, Max Crosby too. They took the money, and rightfully so. But I don't want to hear any more of your complaining about being on a losing team. The Browns aren't going anywhere. The Raiders aren't going anywhere. You knew that when you signed. So, okay, cool. Take the money. Be happy. But don't try to cry your way out. You just had your chance. So that's where I'm at with that. But look, I mean, it's disappointing because I want to see great players like Myles Garrett and Max Crosby be in the postseason. I want to see them making plays in the Super Bowl. I don't want to watch the Browns as is. Now, the only way I can see Myles Garrett play is on the Browns.
But I would think, like, if you got 2-1s or something for Garrett, you know, for where the Browns are, you know, and you got the second pick of the draft, Cordell, I mean, you could pretty much start your rebuild.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you'd have a couple of extra ones, you get pick up Abdul Carter. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to save money. Yeah, it would have been interesting to see. I mean, I would have listened to what picks I could have gotten.
And that's the thing. They were making it seem like they weren't even answering the phone.
Yeah.
So, which I get it. I mean, he's a generational talent. But where are you going with Myles Garrett, right? As great of a player as he is, where are you going is my question. Some free agency news. Stephon Diggs went out to New England. He met with the Patriots today. It's the only visit that he's had so far. How do you feel about a potential Stephon Diggs going out to be Drake May's number one target?
I don't know. I mean, just because Stephon, I mean, the quarterbacks he's been with and has left.
Yeah.
You know, that would be scary to me that I got Stephon Diggs and, you know, I got Josh Allen and I got Stroud, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't want him back. It's a little scary to me.
Yeah, I like Stephon Diggs still. I think he can still play. I thought he still showed he could play in Houston this past year before getting hurt. But he's not the number one receiver in my mind anymore. I think that's why Buffalo was so – one of the reasons, I should say, why Buffalo was okay with moving on from him. And I think you got to be careful with those types of players who are passionate, you know, very passionate but demanding. And you got a young quarterback. I don't want that type of stuff going on around my second year quarterback who's still developing right now. That's just not what I want.
I'm right there with you. You know who hadn't signed anywhere yet?
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Johnson.
Ah, wonder why.
Yeah, I mean,
we need that comp pick.
Right, that was the only thing that, I mean, like, come on. You know, the only thing I disagree with what Eric did thus far. Is come on, who's gonna go sign him? You know, you're not getting a comp pick.
But no. Is he really that bad? I mean, come on, there's a team out there. Just pay him, you know.
Just give him what he wants.
Yeah, you know.
Give him the ball 20 times a game. It's okay.
What do you care?
Right.
Yeah. He's been through Tomlin, Harbaugh. You know.
This would be like a sixth round comp pick, by the way, right? If he signed, I mean, it wouldn't even be.
Yeah,
well, it's a formula where you add all of them in.
Most likely.
So. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
All he gets is vet minimum. And I don't think he's going to sign until after the draft because people are going to say, screw him. Let me see what I get in the draft. If I'm desperate, maybe.
And he can't show up to any introductory press conference talking about how he's a team guy anymore because that ship has sailed twice in 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Go back to Carolina.
Like, I mean... I don't even think they want him. They gave him away for free.
Right.
They don't want him.
And he was their leading receiver when they gave him away.
No, that is pretty bad. You know who I'm kind of surprised is still out there? Granted, he's a little older. But Justin Simmons. Justin Simmons is coming off a great year in Atlanta this year. And he's still a free agent right now. J.K. Dobbins, still a free agent. And
J.K. Dobbins too beat up for me. And it's a real good year in the draft for running backs.
But I thought J.K. had a good year, honestly. I mean, the Chargers offense kind of went south once he wasn't there anymore this year. I agree. J.K.'s beat up. He can't be the end-all, be-all in your running back room. But I think J.K. looked good enough this past year for somebody to take a chance on him. Is there a free agent out there that you're surprised is still on the streets?
None that just pops into my head. Like every the thing that's amazing is how quick the one-year deals started. Free agency.
They usually don't happen.
They started like day two.
Yeah.
It was down to one-year deals. So that was a little bit surprising there.
Well, I wasn't in town when this happened, but what did you think of the Ravens signing Cooper Rush?
I liked it. Yeah. I he's legit. He's a legit quarterback, 31 years old. Mm-hmm. He's played games, won games. So I think it's better than anything that they've had. To me, and I don't know if I'd be wrong saying it, the best backup quarterback Lamar's had?
Yes. I mean, unless we're counting Joe in his rookie year. But Lamar was the backup, I guess, even though he took it and never gave it back.
But I think Cooper Rush, I think Eric has put all his chips in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
This is our team this year. Because, I mean, all right, next year I got three tight ends that are free agents. I got to pay Lindenbaum. I got to pay, Kyle Hamilton. I've got Travis Hunter. I got a lot of things coming up next year that can I be as good a year from now as I am right now?
Yeah, I like the Cooper Rush signing. I don't think very highly of anybody with a star on their helmet, but...
Well, Rashawn was, even complimenting that signing.
There was times this year where Cowboys fans were calling for him to start over Dak. I wouldn't go that far.
They saved a lot of money.
They would have. It's too late for that. Yeah. But he did his job. As a backup, he came in. He stole some wins. He's definitely an upgrade over anything that the Ravens have had here recently as a backup quarterback. And look, the reality is, if Lamar is done or goes down, God forbid, for a substantial amount of time, yes, the trajectory of the season changes. But if he has to miss 2 to 3 games, this is perfect. Yeah. I don't think they'd miss a beat. Honestly, it wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same.
It'd be a different style.
Yes, it'd be a different style.
Henry would have to be, they'd have to throw it a little bit more and play action pass.
But that's his game. He'd be fine with that.
Yep.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get to Vinny's last draft profile. This one, Shamar Stewart, edge rusher from Texas A&M. What has Vinny seen on him during his film study? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney, Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney with Vinny Serrato here next to me. Nolan McGraw on the board. getting you Vinny's second draft profile of today. Remember, coming up next at 1:30, Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio, he'll join us. We'll talk about all things sports with Mike. But right now, we're looking at the draft profile on Shamar Stewart. And, of course, that call that you just heard, courtesy of ESPN.
Yeah, Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M, 6'5", 267, ran 4.59, 1.58.10. He's a junior, edge rusher, jersey 4, 34 and an eighth armed. Outstanding, 9 5/8 hand, that's good. 40-inch vertical jump at the combine, jumped out of the gym. 10-foot-11-inch broad jump, jumped out of the gym. All right, in 2022, played in 12 games, 6 starts, 23 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks. 2023, played in all 13 games, 1 start, 11 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, 2 passes broken up, and 1 block kick. This past season, third team All-SEC, started 12 games, 31 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, 2 passes broken up. So in 12 games, he had 2 tackles a game, basically, Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
Strengths, size, speed, arm length, combine results. He can run, he'll chase, speed shows up, quick takeoff, shows power on a bull rush. He can punch, lockout, shed in the run game, strong lower, uses his arm length on pass rush, keeps working in pass, good on stunts. 39 pressures in 24, has good bend to flatten. Weakness, production. He'll reach and miss tackles, plays high, doesn't bring legs to tackle, falls off a lot, needs more pass rush moves. Doesn't break down to tackle. Natural instincts, I questioned. Not a natural rusher. Rush instincts, I questioned. 4.5 career sacks. Hand use, underdeveloped, doesn't finish. In summary, this kid's athletic numbers are off the charts, but doesn't show with the tape and his production. I'm not so sure he has natural instincts to become great. He misses a lot of tackles, doesn't finish. This is a big gamble pick. Boom or bust.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's pretty obvious when you watch a film. I mean, and that's the thing that, you know, the combine, boom, then all of a sudden on TV, oh, man, Shamar Stewart, he's moving up the board, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, then you go watch a tape and you say, okay, well, you know, and just like Tony Pauline said, you know, he's got to prove that he's a football player. Right now, he's not a football player because, you know, the one thing about the tape is the tape does not lie.
Nope.
The eye in the sky doesn't lie.
And looking at this mock draft from Chris Trapasso from CBSSports.com, he has Shamar Stewart going to the Bears at the 10th pick.
What? At 10?
10.
There is no... Oh, my God. If he goes 10, that GM should get fired.
Is that one of the picks that makes opposing GMs high five in the door room?
Yeah, because you know why? You know, like, because, like, I'm, like, if my board was up or whatever, he would be down. So, like, if he went in the top 10, be, yes!
Yeah.
That's another pick that goes towards us, you know? And Cordell, like, we used to do that for... Like character guys that would somebody would take early. Injured guys that were on our injured board that would go early. And then, like, if you didn't need a quarterback, every quarterback that would go, you'd get excited. Like, if I'm the Ravens, like, if Shamar Stewart, they're not going to like him, you know. They would be excited. Any quarter, they want 4 quarterbacks to go right. To Ravens, too. You know, that type of thing. But, yeah, there's a lot of excitement. I used to sweat like crazy, you know, in the draft room. My armpits would be dripping and stuff, you know.
I mean, you talk about his athleticism.
It's off the charts. Roof. Yeah, it's crazy.
Because we saw this kind of with Owe, right? Where Owe had the athleticism, but he didn't have the production. I agree with you. The tape should always trump everything else. In what instances are you willing to take a shot on a guy that doesn't have the production, but he's got the upside with athleticism?
Late. Not in the first round. You know, it's a huge gamble in the first round. I mean, now, there's a kid out of University of Tennessee that will James Pierce, pass rusher.
Yeah.
Cordell. I put, in my summary, I put, this is Owe all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, phenomenal athlete. You know, he's a great athlete. Let me get his numbers. James Pierce, 6'5", 245.
He's a big dude.
Ran 4.47.
You like that?
Yeah. And he's got a big motor.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick summary. This kid has good height and frame, but needs to add bulk and strength. Same as Owe.
Mm-hmm.
I love the takeoff. Really good on stunts and twists with burst. Owe.
Yeah.
Little tight to bend the corner. Owe. We'll fall off of tackles by lunging. Owe. He'll struggle early versus the run versus big offensive tackles. Owe. He reminds me of Owe. Good, fast athlete. Doesn't bend the corner. Big motor and speed.
Want to know where Chris Trapasso has him going?
Yeah.
12 to Dallas.
Damn.
So he's all on the upside of these athletic guys, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, you know, eventually, you know, you got to be from Missouri, Cordell. You got to show me, man.
Right.
You got to show me. Like, you put on tape of Abdul Carter, and you're like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, you want to see, when you're picking early, like, does your fiance, does she know much about football?
No.
Like, she could watch a game and you'd say, that number 11, who's that number? That right. number 11's always around, Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's the type of guy. That's the early picks. Because, like, if you're in the first, you don't want to be projecting a ton in the first round. I mean, you can do your projections later rounds and stuff, but I mean, give me, because that guy has got to come in and play for you. You take him in the first round, more than likely, he's coming in to help you.
Yeah.
You know, and can he come in and help? You know, I mean, with Owe, that was somewhat of a projection,
mm-hmm.
you know, big time, because he had no sacks.
Right.
You know, and that was the thing that everybody talked about with the Ravens. You know, how do you take a guy with no sacks?
I mean, and that's the big difference between just looking at the NFL and NBA. NBA drafts all potential.
Mm.
NFL, it should be more sure bets in the first round. It should be that way, but we've seen teams over and over again get blown away by the metrics, and it kind of clouds their judgment on what they actually saw on film.
Well, look at this, Cordell. Let's just take the quarterbacks that have been drafted in the last few years, all right? The ones that have been extremely successful, you know, the guys that have played 5-6 years, played a ton of games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the ones, Richardson, Trey Lance, you know, all these guys that, what do they got in common? They didn't play a lot of football.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yes, Trubisky. Yeah. You know, all these types of guys, Wilson.
Yeah, exactly.
BYU.
Wilson, yep.
Yep. I mean, it's a pretty easy formula to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, Cam Ward, he should be fine. Shador, mm-hmm. he's played a ton of football.
Yep.
These guys have played. But the ones that have failed are the guys that don't play. So, you know, just learn from your mistakes.
Coming up next here on the program, we'll be joined by Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio, get his thoughts on the NCAA tournament. Everything going on in the world of the NFL right now, all these deals flying out all over the place, and much more. We'll talk to Mike Harmon next here on The Fan. It's our guy, Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. Mike, what's going on?
Sure, guys. Another week passes as we get into the off season, and today everybody telling me I've got to be the biggest college football or college basketball fan in the world.
Oh, well, yes, that is true. But leads me to this question. Do you have a favorite sports day, like opening day, Super Bowl, week one, or a day like today?
Week one, NFL season, always and forever. Fresh new, let's face it. I mean, the NFL rules the world when it comes to our business in particular, though, right? I mean, it's what pays the bills and you know, gives folks the thrills. We talk about ratings even for dog games are still in the millions and millions of people. So, and we're like for this off season. I mean, you look at where we're at now. It's like we're months away from playing games, yet we're obsessed over dollars being spent in free agency and aging quarterbacks as to whether they show up on a campus somewhere. So, you know, like all of those things, it's a to me, that always wins. But, you know, certainly the last couple of days of being out here in Los Angeles, you know, the alarm clock went off at 2:55 to get up to watch some baseball. So, I mean, you know, it's all dependent on what the lay of the land is.
Hey, Mike, are the Dodgers going to lose a game?
fine question. Well, I mean, it just shows just the gap right off the jump, right? Because Cubs, I think, should be a pretty good squad. They should be in contention for the division. So to be kind of sunned as they were, not that the Dodgers, you know, did a conga line and put up 10 runs a game or et cetera, but no Mookie Betts, no Freddie Freeman. You still got a bunch of guys coming back off injuries. And you're able to go and just, all right, let's win two games. Now let's go back to spring training for a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, I think the over-under is like 104.5 or 105.5 or something like that for their win total. So certainly a lot of folks pushing to the over. And here in Los Angeles, they can do no wrong.
We're talking to Mike Harmon, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Mike, this Aaron Rodgers situation is still going on, still trying to figure out what team he's going to. Looks like the Vikings are the latest to back out of the sweepstakes for Aaron Rodgers, if you want to call it a sweepstakes. How do you see this ending? Where do you see him going, if anywhere?
Yeah, I think the best fit is, you know, showing up in the AFC North and being a member of the Steelers as it stands right now. For the Vikings part of it, I think they're out now, right? Because I think to some degree you've got to do the public backing of J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you danced with it this long, and it's something Smith and I talked about a lot yesterday. There's a video going out. It's at Swollen Dome. It's out there. But just kind of talking about it, they still need that insurance policy, not only because he's a young quarterback, but he's also a kid coming off a couple of knee surgeries. So I understand the infatuation and looking at the personnel. Look what Minnesota did this offseason, right? Other than keeping Sam Darnold around, they did a lot for that roster, right? They took the two best parts of the Indianapolis Colts offensive line and plucked them. You added to your defensive line. You brought back Aaron Jones. Darisaw is going to come back from injury on the O-line. Like, all of this points to, and plus, I didn't even mention any of the skill position guys outside of Aaron Jones, right? You still have Jefferson and Addison and Hawkinson. You've got a squad that should be able to go and have another big year. And right now you've got a rookie quarterback that not everybody was necessarily sold on when you drafted him, and he's coming off two knee surgeries. Eventually you're going to need to go and fill out some forms and buy an insurance premium. I mean, you might have to pay a big price for it. But for the Steelers, what's funny is, you know, you bring in a guy like DK Metcalf, you already have George Pickens, and we know he's temperamental. We know DK's had his moments as well. You do all that, and your signal caller is Mason Rudolph. You spend a lot of money. You make a bunch of changes. And the big move is to bring back Mason Rudolph. Look, and he might be able to play. I don't know. It's all about wondering aloud. But, you know, Arthur Smith is your OC, who I'm very much on record of not being the biggest proponent of what he does. But Rodgers and Russell Wilson are perfect fits for what they, in theory, want to do, yet we're still just having this dance. So all that to say, Brett Favre didn't show up in Minnesota August 18th when he actually became a Viking all those years ago. Just putting it out there.
All right, Mike, who's your final four?
What did I put? I got kind of freaky with it, and I didn't do it to try to curry favor with you guys. But I have Maryland, ooh, Tennessee, St. John's, and Clemson.
Oh, you have Maryland. Well, St. John's and Maryland are in the same bracket.
I'm sorry. Wrong. I didn't scroll up far enough. At the beating St. John's, obviously. So Maryland, Michigan State, Tennessee, and Duke.
Okay. The only problem with Maryland is they may lose their coach and AD. Both may be gone within the next week.
Well, you know what? If that happens, it was a good run. But in the process, you know, just looking at it from a team that obviously I watched a lot over the course of the year, scoring 82 points a game, it was just one of those, all right, why not? And part of it is, look, you get no laurel crown for outrunning a Burrow, so picking a bunch of number one seeds to run through, or St. John's being everybody's sexy pick now, even though it's still 25-1 to win it all. You know, everybody loved this Patino thing. A couple years ago, everybody said he wasn't going to coach again and that he should have been run out of town for all the recruiting and everything else. I don't get it. But everything old, I guess we fall in love with again. Duke, no matter how many times I tried to argue them out, because, again, you're trying to look for something different, and it's not getting cute to just try to outthink the room. But it's also from the perspective of, all right, where might there be a different outcome to this stuff? And then, you know, Tennessee squad that's got a pretty good draw that bottom half of the bracket.
Hey, Mike, you know what's cool about the basketball? I mean, I think I saw like five of the eight top seeds, all the coaches are over 65. I think that's pretty cool, and especially because these guys, they have changed their philosophies on how you got to handle these kids and paying players.
Well, I think that might be the best part of it there, Vinny, is that we do have a number of those coaches long in the game with an opportunity to do something great here. The fact that you still have, and I'm enamored with Izzo. I always have been since the early days of his tenure. And when he was running around with the Flintstones and everything, was the fact that you do have a few coaches that stuck around and are kind of, you know, flipping off all the guys that complained and moaned their way into positions of the, you know, in the media that they didn't want to deal with this. Oh, it's too hard. It's like, no, just, it's a different way of looking at the world, and you have to come to grips with the fact that you're not going back. You're not going backwards. And all this stuff, it's just really an extension of where we've been going for a long time anyway. Right now it's just, all right, it's above board. And we're at the payment of players. And, you know, you're going to win. In a lot of these cases, you're winning with kids that are 3 or 4 years into their college experience. Now, it's not the same way where they're at one college the whole time. But, yeah, it's showing that you can still win if you're willing to adapt. And I think it's a great lesson for humanity, Vinny, Cordell. You know, it's like, you know, the old dogs can learn new tricks, damn it.
Yep.
You don't have to put us old people out to pasture.
No doubt about it, Mike.
Mike, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate your time today. How can people follow you and check out your show?
Oh, find us at Swollen Dome, at Fox Sports Radio, all the stuff that we do up and out there, more and more fun. Sunday, it's me and Dan Beyer, who is a massive college basketball fan, so he'll sell me, and maybe I'll be a little more excitable about the tournament because, let's face it, we're all trying to learn who the hell a lot of these guys are.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Enjoy
Thanks,
the
Mike.
Weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, be good, guys. Thank you.
Coming up next, we'll wrap things up, take one last trip through the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw, give you the Featured Artist Friday winner as well before Inside Access takes over. That's next on The Fan.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick straw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, first text here on Maryland. This one says, the distraction factor for the Terps, I think, has less to do with the players, more to do with Willard himself. His last tournament game at Seton Hall was a disaster. Rumors were already connecting him to the Maryland job at the time. I have no doubt the players will go out there, give it their all, but is he already have one foot out the door?
That's a good point. I don't know. But I do agree that I don't think it'll impact the players. I think it's great that they're on the other side of the country. Again, with the internet, you don't have to be here to see what's going on. But I think that the players are going to be locked in.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the Steelers quarterback situation. Who do they end up with? Aaron Rodgers still has not signed. Chris checking in here says, we got to be honest with ourselves. If the Steelers roll with Mason Rudolph, you know they're going to beat the Ravens at least once. Doesn't matter.
No, the Ravens beat the Ravens. No. The Ravens beat themselves. I could see Aaron Rodgers just like, you know, I'm not crazy about either spot. I'll just wait and see what happens, you know, come
midway
August.
Through training camp.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about it in that way, the rivalry aspect. You know, last year with Russ, it was kind of muted with them because he's not really a rah-rah guy. But Aaron Rodgers being a part of Ravens Steelers lore long term is kind of interesting to me because, I mean, he can talk a little trash on the field, but how invested would he be joining Pittsburgh for 1 year? I mean, he hasn't been here for the history of the rivalry.
He wants to play for 2 years or 2 to 3 years. So I think he'd be heavily invested in it. And I think he'd be talking trash out there, just like Tomlin does, you know?
Oh, he definitely take on the Tomlin.
Marlin.
Yeah, all of that. He'll talk. I firmly believe that.
This last one here on the Ravens says the Ravens offense is set outside of O-line depth in the draft. Really no other improvements to make on that side of the ball. Defense, a different story. They can't keep expecting the same results from Van Noy leading the pass rush unit. Got to attack that position multiple swings in the draft.
Well, they need a Deese Isaac, you know, to show a little something. They need a Jabo to, you know,
show a lot of something.
Show a lot of something. And then they've got to decide on what they're going to do with Owe. You know, I mean, is Owe the 5-sack guy or the 10-sack guy? That's what we got to find out.
Hopefully he becomes like, you know, I'll live with 8 from Owe this year. If he gives them 8.
What are you going to pay him?
I don't know. Nothing crazy.
Right.
Regardless, to be honest with you. Right. Probably nothing crazy, but yeah, just stay in that realm. It can't be a drastic. You can't come back and get half the sacks that you got the year before.
Yeah, like, then you're the one-year wonder.
Exactly. That'll do it for us. Another great one in the books. Appreciate everybody checking us out today. Great job on the board, as always, by Nolan McGraw. Don't touch that dial. Inside Access, they're up next. Until tomorrow morning, class is missed.